When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, a G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's hot. Don't you know that it's hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
Well, whenever Sammy Davis Jr. starts to sing, the temperature rises. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the almost too gosh darn hot hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, if you've listened to the show once, twice, any one of our 270 shows, you know it's always quite likely you'll hear a little bit of the Wham of Sam. Sammy Davis Jr., one of my favorite performers. And today we're going to do a whole show of Sammy Sings Broadway. Sammy Sings Broadway seems pretty obvious. Got a lot to cover. And one of the reasons we're devoting this particular hour, perhaps a little early, is I have written a documentary called Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me, directed by Sam Pollard. And it's going to be on PBS American Masters, not until February of 2019. But if you're in our listening area here on the East End, it is being shown for 3 nights at the West Hampton Beats Performing Arts Center, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. And I will be there to discuss the film with Andrew Botsford on the 31st. So we'll talk more about that. But let us go through this career of this amazing guy. You know, he started as a kid prodigy in the early 1930s and did the Chitlin' Circuit with his father and a fellow named Will Maston Jr., who sort of his godfather slash uncle, and the three of them performed all over the country, largely in segregated venues. But after the war, they started to hit the big nightclubs in Los Angeles and eventually Las Vegas. And by the early 1950s, Sammy had a recording contract, and here he sings a big hit song from The Pajama Game, and it was one of the first times a black performer could really credibly sing a romantic Broadway song, not an R&B song or what they called a race record. So here is Sammy with a song that made it to number 16. Pretty great. Hey There from the Pajama Game.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice? I hand you like a brother. Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Better forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice? I hand you like a brother. Are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Well, by the later 1950s, Sammy Davis had such a extended career in nightclubs. He was becoming on television. He was becoming a national celebrity, and he went back to Broadway. Well, he never really appeared on Broadway per se, but they built a Broadway show around him called Mr. Wonderful, which was about a really clever, sharp African-American singer, dancer, impressionist, comedian. Who else could it be but really Sammy Davis? And in the second act, he mostly did his act, so it's not considered one of the great shows of all time, but it did allow him to introduce a classic into the American songbook. So via Broadway, via Mr. Wonderful, here's Too Close for Comfort.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. Please not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard and take care while there's such temptation. One thing leads to another. Too late, too close. She's much too close for comfort now. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart, don't set your guard, have a wish. Gal's too close. She's much too close for comfort. The change will be awfully good for me. Have you heard an angel I married? To heaven she's carried this fellow with a kiss. She is sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. Sweet and gentle, so it isn't strange. When I'm sentimental, she loves me like an angel. Now you've heard I married an angel. This beautiful change will be awfully good for me. The change will be for me.
We're looking at Sammy Davis sings Broadway tunes. He always respected the back catalog, the Gershwins, Irving Berlin, Kern, and of course Rodgers and Hart. We just heard that title number from their musical. And almost more than anybody other than Sinatra, he went back and turned these songs inside out and made them swing. I am celebrating Sammy because from July 31st through August 2nd at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, we're going to be screening a documentary I wrote called Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me, and I'll be there on the 31st for a Q&A. It starts at 7:30. Don't miss it. Well, a lot of singers, obviously in the 40s, 50s, 60s, sang Broadway material, but Sammy tackled by far the most difficult stuff in the Broadway songbook. He was absolutely fearless. And here is a number from Kismet that really requires the best actor-singer you can find. Alfred Drake introduced it, but Sammy knocks it out of the ballpark.
The things times the merciful and clement was you must endure. How surely one can tell the expert from the amateur. Dear hand, deft hand, clever and facile extremity, fond companion to me from my birth. Sweet hand, swift hand, spinner of fable and fantasy, faithful friend of my art, would they rend us apart, leaving no finger or fist there, but just the hint of a wrist there? Where then my spirited wit, my mechanical charm, am I fated to sit with an elbow and arm and no digits to top them off? If they lop them off.
Well said a plea as ever moved a man to shed a tear. Well said, but not well said enough if we know our wazir.
Wait, gentlemen, please allow me to demonstrate. When you tell a story, amorous or gory, you can tell it best if you just stick you late. Suppose the mighty Sinbad meets a gent who's been bad. They will guess the rest if you just stick you late. For a tongue is a tongue and a lung is a lung with a heart that can shout a sing. Without the gesture, nothing.
Nothing.
Should Scheherazade ungulate her body, that can be expressed if you just can be assessed if you just. She'll be undressed if you just stick you late. If I tell you I was walking by the sea and found a genie in a bottle, that's trite.
Quite, for practically everyone has seen a genie someone had to throttle in the bottle.
Right, but if I say the bottle was so teeny,
so teeny,
and so was a genie,
so was a genie,
until with trembling hand I pulled the cork and threw the jug and covered up my eyes, and the smoke began to curl, and the smoke began to swirl, and it swirled, and it curled, and it curled, and it swirled, as high as it did fly, till it was so high,
so high,
and so was a genie,
so was a genie,
and two great arms reached down and lifted me up,
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 into the sky.
So high, so high.
And we did fly.
And we did fly.
The genie and I.
We did
sail.
We sailed.
Is this a tale?
Is this a tale?
Are you convinced?
We are convinced.
Put the facile finger, listeners will linger. They will be impressed if you just applaud with zest if you just. If it's a question of a story, gaudy, Sinbad, in bed, bottle smoke, genie, arms fly, high sigh, high stakes, reiterate,
gesticulate
with the.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear breeze, a river Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the sea. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glaucomora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glaucomora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I asked each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sign to relay. How are things in Glaucomora this fine day? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sign to relay. How are things in Glaucomora this fine day? This fine day. What a kooky day.
Say, I was wondering, gentlemen, would you mind now doing this whole thing just one more time?
How are things in Glaucomora this fine day?
I love an Irish song.
Well, how much more fun could you be than to be in the company of Sammy Davis Jr.? That was obviously a song from Finian's Rainbow with a little bit of Barry Fitzgerald thrown in there. We always have to have a little Sammy imitation to make our day a little brighter. Well, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and this is an hour devoted very easily to Sammy Davis Jr. in the Broadway songbook. If you go on to BroadwayToMainStreet.com, you can be directed to many different servers, such as Spotify and iTunes and whatever, to listen to some of our back catalog, which I urge you to do, because we have a whole Sammy Sings Newly Bricka songs. We have a whole episode about Golden Boy, so there's plenty more Sammy where this came from. Currently on Broadway, there's a revival of Carousel, the great Rodgers and Hammerstein show, and Joshua Henry plays Billy Bigelow. He's a very strong and effective African-American singer, actor, and he's quite reasonably gotten a lot of attention and praise for his performance. But he is not, ladies and gentlemen, the first black singer to sing Soliloquy from Carousel. Sammy did that, golly, over half a century ago. So here is a long magisterial version of Soliloquy from Carousel, sung by Sammy Davis Jr.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had.
teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the morning for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him. Not my boy. Not Bill. Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No hot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully, I'll boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on the river, or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can log a sow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Well, of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights, or a fellow who sells you glue, or president of the United States. That would be all right, too. But he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. You can believe that. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No flat-bottomed, flabby-faced, hot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully, I'll boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him. Wait a minute. Could it be? What if he is a girl? Oh, Bill. What could I do with her? What could I do for her? A bum with no money. You can have fun with a son, but you've gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that.
a kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tin type of her mother. What a pair! Well, I have a daughter, I'll stand around in barrooms. Oh, how I'll boast and blow. Friends will see me coming and empty out the barrooms. Through every door they'll go. Weary of hearing day after day the same old tune in the same old way. My little girl, smart and bright, like peaches and cream, is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many the likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few smart and bright young fellas of two and three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or
Zowie, that is the Wham of Sam, Sammy Davis Jr., one of the great singer, actor, dancers, entertainers of the 20th century and beyond. He even sings that little section that people don't sing when they sing soliloquy anymore. Here are two Frank Lesser songs from The Most Happy Fella, a show that was having its day in the spotlight at the same time that Sammy was making his major marks in American entertainment. He sings an up-tempo duet with Carmen McRae, and then absolutely kills you with a ballad afterwards.
I wonder who that fine chick is standing on. Hey, that's Carmen McRae. I better go over there and pick up on what she's putting out. Hey, Carmen.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
You sure look cool standing on the corner. Sure look fine as wine. Come on, we'll go over to Birdland. We'll pick up on some cool jazz.
Cool?
Yeah.
Fine as wine?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
What's wrong?
When you meet somebody for the first time, there are special things you're supposed to say, which you may not mean, but they sound polite as can be. Would you like to learn them?
Yeah, I've got them all ears.
Well, then repeat after me. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, that's the squarest thing I've heard in 6 months.
Thank you so much. I feel fine.
You mean you're feeling groovy, Carmen?
Happy to make your acquaintance.
Acquaintance?
And let me say the pleasure is mine.
You mean you dig making the scene?
How do you do? Pleased to know you.
Oh, that sounds too square, baby.
And though my English is poor,
you sound like one of them rock and roll cats.
Happy to make your acquaintance. Now won't you please say likewise?
You mean like I'm hip?
No, likewise.
Well, you mean like I dig what you're saying?
No, likewise.
Oh, likewise.
I'm sure.
Well, if that's the kind of square cat you want to keep company with you, I'll come on that way if you insist. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh, that's beautiful, Sam. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I feel fine.
That's the way to pronounce it. Exactly the way.
Happy to make your acquaintance. And let me say the pleasure is mine.
Such eloquence, beautiful.
How do you do? Pleased to know you. Am I too much?
Oh, too much.
And though my English is poor.
Not poor by any means. Rich, rich.
Happy to make your acquaintance. Now won't you please say likewise?
Oh, you're roaring, Sam.
Oh, no, likewise.
Oh, that's a guess, Sam.
It's
Sammy.
Rubbed off likewise. I'm sure.
Anything more. my plan. What other dream can I dream? And what for?
Well, in the early 1960s, Sammy became immortal as a member of the Rat Pack, but by the, 62, 63 or so, he was sort of anxious to break out and try new things, and he always went to the contemporary Broadway songbook. Here is a song written by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams that he made into a huge hit and part of his lifelong repertoire of Broadway standards.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. And there's wine already for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball if only you'd know it. And it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Got a lot of living to do. Man, there's such a lot of living to do. Why, there's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball if only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living.
Well, Sammy certainly lived it up in the early 1960s when he came to Broadway in a musical tailored just for him called Golden Boy, again written by Strauss and Adams. As I mentioned, we have a whole episode devoted to that if you check out iTunes or Spotify or any of these other servers. So I won't talk a lot about that, but just to give you an idea of how pointed he was and how much he wanted to show what he was about in America, being a black man during the civil rights movement, here is a number called Colorful from Golden Boy.
Colorful copy, Mr. Drake? Why, sir, you don't know how colorful I done been.
When I was very young, brand new upon the scene. Had no experience. That's right, I was green. Then I grew up a bit, found out a thing or two. Sometimes I'd get unhappy. In short, I was blue. As far as politics goes, I never turn red. I'm smarter than you might think. And every time I've been told, boy, you're good as gold, say I'm just tickled pink. I've tried all sorts of shades, put them to the test, but I look at myself and black suits me best. Black is chic, always correct for the house or yard. Black is neat, it goes with everything and doesn't try too hard. Black is basic, you'll agree. As the Duchess of Windsor would say, black is me. Well, I've been yellow at times, I'm sorry to say. Yes, I've been afraid to fight. Drake, I've been scared as can be. But take it from me, Daddy, I ain't never turn white.
So when I'm old and gray, and I'm heading
for my last rest, guess I'll still have to say that black, not Kelly Green, but black, not Tangerine, but black. That's B-L-A-C-K, dig, black. Suits me. That's, and that's it.
I dig Sammy. And boy, did Sammy dig the Broadway Songbook, which is what we're celebrating today. On Broadway to Main Street, here are two hits from the 1960s that he took on, one of which he did in the film version of Sweet Charity. But first, let's go to Funny Girl.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children, and yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children. Oh, lovers are very special people. They're the luckiest people in the world. With one person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. Person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst.
first, but first be a person who needs people. Special people in
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go for it, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go, 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 go. Tell them there's
go. Daddy spread the gospel in Milwaukee. Took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the fire-eyed piper blowing, while the mustard tail was flowing, all the cats went go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
Swim, swim, swim to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Fly to your daddy. Take a dive and swim to your daddy. Hit the floor and run to your daddy.
Daddy, we've got the rhythm of life, of life, of life, of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Suck it to me.
Yeah.
Let it all hang out.
Well, if anyone socked it to us, it was Sammy Davis Jr. Of course, we've run out of time. There's too much Sammy, too little time. I'm reminding you, the documentary I wrote, Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me, will be shown July 31st through August 2nd at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. And let us close out with the last song he ever performed in public that was recorded, which is I Dreamed a Dream on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. And if anyone dreamed a dream for a better time and a better place as an entertainer and as a human being, it was Sammy Davis Jr.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. Slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was born when autumn came. That we would live the years together, but there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather.
Was that all right, Jerry?
You bet, Sam. Was it all right?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.